Well, very soon, the people of North Frontenac Township in eastern Ontario will find out whether the province will approve two large wind farms in the region, a plan that local politicians have been fighting tooth and nail. North Frontenac Township has vowed to step up its campaign to stop the projects. Joining me to explain how is the mayor of North Frontenac, Ron Higgins. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
For those who are unfamiliar with these projects, quick overview, please.
There's two projects slated for North Frontenac and Abington Highlands. The first one is North Point 1 project, which is 150 megawatts, which is anywhere from 35 to 50 wind turbines. And the other is North Point 2, which is 200 megawatts, could be anywhere between 35 to 100 wind turbines, with seven of those in North Frontenac and the rest in Abington Highlands.
So seven turbines doesn't sound like a lot.
Not for that one project, but the issue here is that they want to access our transmission lines in North Frontenac, which would be a lot shorter route for the proponent than going from Abington Highlands down to the transmission lines in that township.
What's the main reason for your opposition?
There's many reasons. I wrote a position paper back in March. There's very little collaboration. It came at us with no surprise. The majority of our residents don't want it. We have a strong economic development strategy that we want to implement using our pristine environment, which is primarily crown land in our township, a lot of camping, hiking, canoeing, things like that. So it would destroy our economic development plan. Since the announcement of wind turbines even being proposed here, any investment that we had lined up has put everything on hold. They don't want to invest if we have wind turbines.
What about potential tourists? What about the people who are interested in camping? Have you heard from them as well?
I know that's part of my next strategy. What I'm actually doing is reviewing the Crown land use for Ontario. So this is affecting a lot more than just the residents in North Frontenac or Abington Highlands. It's everybody who goes out into the Crown lands for camping, fishing, hunting, whatever it is. This is going to have an impact to everybody in Ontario. And it's a change in use for Crown lands that hasn't been well communicated or consulted on by the government in that regard.
What's been the response to the concerns that you've raised?
Very positive. This takes a lot of work to study this. There's a lot of issues going on in other areas of the province, and they're fighting on environmental and health reasons. We're fighting this on an economic development strategy perspective, as well as to try and support our residents. So the feedback from everybody has been very positive. It's about 85-90% favorable rating.
What about from the province itself?
Province, well, that's another issue. I've requested three or four times for the Ministry of Energy to sit down and talk about it, and also with M&R, and I've got no response yet so far. The only response I get is from our local rep, Randy Hillier, has been very good for us, but the ministers in charge of this, for some reason or another, don't seem to want to talk to anybody.
If the province does indeed approve these two projects, you say that you will appeal. What will you do exactly? Who do you appeal to?
Well, the first part is when these submissions were put in, I tracked the RFP and the mandatory requirements, and I was tracking the proponents on those mandatory requirements. And for these two projects I mentioned, the proponent, in our opinion, never followed the mandatory requirements. So if the contract is awarded, we feel we have a very good case for the rationale for this not to go ahead with this one proponent. Following that, if it still gets approved, then we have to go like every other municipality and start working to oppose these based on environmental impact, not wanted by our residents, and wildlife.
What about the company itself, the one that's making the proposal? Have you approached them?
Only in the beginning stages when they come in to propose it, and at that time we said we didn't want them. We declared ourselves unwilling hosts. We're also passed a resolution for no more new energy projects based on a number of facts, cost, health, environment. But no, I haven't talked to the proponents since the submissions were submitted last October.
Mm. It is, you said, you know, a crown land in a rural area. So if not there, then where do you think they should go?
And that's why I would like to sit down along with other municipalities and let's have a discussion. There has to be a compromise on where to put these that doesn't have an impact to people. offshore, things like that. I understand the rationale why they want to put them in this area. We got some nice rolling hills. We have the transmission line capability, but the negative impacts is what we're worried about and concerned about.
Mayor Higgins, thanks very much for speaking with us and giving us this update.
Oh, you're very welcome, Wayne.
All right, bye-bye. Mayor Ron Higgins of North Frontenac Township in Eastern Ontario. The province is set to announce very soon which energy projects it will approve.